You're listening to The Kylo Show, the podcast where we talk about how to keep your love on no matter what and why whole healthy families are going to save the world. And it starts right now.
Hello and welcome to The Kylo Show. We are back and having fun still.
Yep, marching through the Kylo 5 as it applies to changing lives in Kylo University.
Yeah, and we've been having fun kind of setting up our how we talk about, you know, the Kylo 5 that we are on, which is communicate respectfully today. But we are targeting it like we do the Kylo University. So we're hitting God, your relationship with God, and healthy communication, and then yourself, and then others. So that's what we've been doing. If you've missed it, you should go back to the beginning so that you can get in on all the fun of Kylo 5.
Yeah. And Kylo, if you don't know, Kylo University is an online relationship school that people are accessing, and you know, we get to hear testimonies all the time. We get to watch them transform before our very eyes in the transformation groups. That's why we call them that. And super fun to watch. Super fun to watch somebody go from disconnected to connected with their most vital relationships. And it isn't necessarily just people that you want to get along with. It's people that you need to get along with. Mm-hmm. And that is helpful skills across the board, because you start controlling the thing you do control, which is yourself. And as soon as you control yourself, all your relationships change.
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre because you stop trying to control what you don't control. You start controlling what you do control, and boom, your anxiety drops to the ground, and pretty soon you feel most of the time like a genius.
Yeah. And I've loved in Kylo University, you know, we hear testimonies. We have you call in and give us testimonies. You know, we often have follow-up questions or we're guessing the scenario. The fun part about Kylo University is watching the transformation happen.
Yeah.
You know, we, in our group, our transformation group, we went from our first time to our last one, and you know, watching the confidence level in this group of people, it changes. I mean, I'm not physically in the room with them, but I see them. I see how they present, how they communicate, those testimonies that they're sharing, the questions that they're asking compared to the first time. It's really fun to be part of the process.
And most all of this starts in the Kylo community, you know, and the Kylo community has a private Facebook page that there's daily conversations. There's hundreds of people in there now just talking about what do I do, you know, and then our staff team is in there coaching it up. And then we end up on a monthly event where one of us is kind of presenting something. We have breakout rooms where people can get their conversations going. And then we come back to a Q&A. So that rhythm and momentum is building, and those folks hear about Kylo University and they start coming to, okay, I see what you're doing here. I would love to become more masterful at this than the Kylo community helped me do. So that's fun, because we get to know them for a little while. We get to, you know, they get to show up and ask questions, and then pretty soon, ta-da, you're in our classroom together.
That's how this one worked, especially because it was a kind of secret soft
we
launch.
We totally kept it a secret.
But you can go to kylouniversity.com and sign up on the wait list there.
You can.
Yeah.
So. And we'll have some presentations about what it's all about and how you get involved. And
If you're curious, that's where I would start.
Yep.
But we should dive into what does it mean to have, you know, respectful communication with God? What does that look like? If we were to dive into that, and that being kind of where we start, what does that mean and look like?
Well, probably defining, you know, the fourth step in the Kylo 5 is communicate respectfully. Mm-hmm. And I think the idea of respect has to do with, you know, what you think matters, and so does what I think. You know, and when you drop that in your relationship with God, it communicates mutual value. Like God actually respects you. Mm. You know, he's respectful to you. He's got all the power and he's perfect and he respects you. So it's a little confusing because he should be the one that's just barking out all the commands and never listen to anybody.
Yeah.
Because I think if human beings found themselves to be perfect and all wise and all knowing and eternal. And,
I don't want to even think about that.
Right. You know, how miserable would it be to be around that human? Because there's lots of just dopey
not
people yeah. that know nothing that act like that. They just act like they don't have to listen to anybody. But God, in his perfect nature, broadcasts respect, honor, love, compassion, patience, you know, gentleness. He is all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting that from him every time I talk to him. And so it's my source. It's my example. It's my template for what to move forward with. And he's the safest one in the world to talk to, mm-hmm. you know, because he will never change his goal from connection. So I can pretty much say whatever I want to, however I want to, you know, messy, bloody, ugly, you know, I can just lay it out there. And he's like, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay, you sound miserable.
That's probably very accurate. I, you know, the relationship and communication with the Lord is, I think you said last episode, Bill Johnson says, we have as much as Jesus as we want. Mm-hmm. This feels like it applies here, is that we have as much of a conversation with the Lord as we want. Mm-hmm. And how we communicate and the culture in which we communicate in our relationship with the Lord. Like, we know what his is consistently going to be, but what is ours consistently going to be? What are we bringing? Is it this complaining, whiny, woe is me, hopeless pity, all the things? Or is it this place of love, devotion, gratitude, you know, seeking wisdom? What is it that we are bringing when we are communicating? Because I think a lot of our communication with the Lord is a reflection to a lot of other communications that we have. Mm-hmm. So if I'm whiny, complaining all the time to the Lord, am I whiny, complaining to myself and to others that mm-hmm. I'm around? Mm-hmm. What are the patterns that happen in my communications with the Lord, and how I treat and honor and value that relationship, and how does that translate to other areas? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's probably pretty predictable, you mm-hmm. know. We develop habits and patterns in life and in our character. So, pretty much, you know, I think if you look out at how you communicate with others, you probably could trail it back to how you communicate with the Lord, because mm-hmm. it's. We keep saying this, but everything flows downhill, right? So understanding, your experience, your practice with the Lord is going to affect mm-hmm. how you deal with yourself. Mm-hmm. And then that momentum is going to supply what it is that you would export to relationships around you. So it's pretty tough to get, I mean, as a pastor for however many years, 30 years, you know, it's always a telltale sign when somebody says, I have this really great relationship with the Lord, but I've had 5 divorces, you know, because nobody understands me. I am so free and so powerfully revelatory. And I'm like, yeah, you make up your reality, and no one can deal with you. You know, you cannot have any feedback. You do not listen to any humans. Mm-hmm. So you are probably, I guarantee that you are not listening to God. Mm-hmm. You know, you are not talking to him. You are not. You are God.
Yeah.
And you are exporting you. You're not exporting him. Mm-hmm. So that's on display in our communication character, is what you're getting from God is really who is your God. Mm-hmm. Is money your God? Is image your God? Is health your God? Is your job your God? Who is coming out of your mouth is your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So that's a challenging bit of reality, is you communicating with the Lord means not only does he listen to you really well, mm-hmm. you're listening to him really well. Yeah.
The part of, you know, my source and my ability to listen to the Lord, and then how that translates to myself, and then what I tell myself, mm-hmm. and how I act on that, and how I participate in that. I was laughing. I shouldn't be laughing, but I'm laughing because I feel like I run into that in what we do here at Loving on Purpose and meeting with people. And you are so disconnected. You have become a god, or you worship a different god, and it shows up mm-hmm. in what you say to yourself that you think is okay, that mm-hmm. then flows into the other relationships that you have. So maybe it's not whining, complaining, incredibly selfish, but a form of it is, I won't trust God with this. I won't give him my full heart. I won't give him permission to look, search me and know me. I'll just try and do it on my own. I'm going to be suffering. And so that it shows up in your own self, which is that you deny taking very good care of yourself, and you pretend like you're fine, but you're not fine. And then you do that in your relationships, where you just endure and you become a doormat and you're miserable. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the other part of this. And so paying attention to, man, this gets to manifest in all different ways. Mm-hmm. It is communication, but it's so much deeper in how it manifests itself outward.
Right. Respectful communication is designed to reduce anxiety. Yeah, that's the goal. The goal is to, you know, this is back to our second step in the Kylo 5, which is win the battle between love and fear. Mm-hmm. Well, you're about to discover whether you're winning that war or not with watching the words come out of your mouth. And if you are trying to control what you don't control, which is somebody else, then your words are going to be jacked with powerlessness and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And you're getting that from your time, interaction, belief system, experience with God. That's coming right into you. Now, if you are battling a bunch of anxiety, a bunch of depression, mm-hmm. a bunch of disconnectedness from your own heart, that's coming from upstream.
Yeah.
And the way it comes out of your mouth is it sounds controlling. Mm. It sounds punishing. It sounds unhappy. So I'll tell you what, if you don't have easy access to joy in your internal meditations, I'll tell you you're disconnected from God's heart and you're disconnected from your own heart. Mm-hmm. And here we go. You're pouring buckets into your relationships with the people around you, and you can't figure out why. You just can't get this to work. Mm-hmm. Well, it's showing up in what's coming out of your mouth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's so funny. I mean, again, funny is maybe the right word, but it's wild to think that you can do this well without actually being securely connected to the Father. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think that's probably one of the biggest things I've seen in a lot of the students is the way that they would communicate. They thought they were doing the Kylo 5,
right,
and they believe in the Kylo 5, but they didn't know how to behave it. Mm-hmm. And so until we got in here and we were just we were really going after some hard stuff, some belief systems, confronting some things. We were asking hard questions in the homework, and we're chasing this thing down. And so to watch the students transform, and that's what I was saying in the beginning of this, the way that they were talking changed. The questions that they started asking changed because they got reconnected with the Father. And they started getting confronted with different things. And then all of a sudden, they're not asking powerless people questions. Mm-hmm. They're asking questions as a powerful person. And they're really welcoming feedback in a place that they hadn't even willing to be looking at. Like, I don't want to look at that. Let's pretend like it doesn't exist. But everyone else can see it. But that's so much of that started to change as we went through the 16 weeks and how they then brought it to their relationships was really, really fun to see.
Yeah. I think that once you realize that something's not working, you're more likely to put it down.
Yeah.
But as long as you go uncontested in what you're doing is the right thing and the other person's response is different or is wrong, mm-hmm. then you'll just keep pounding away at the wrong way of doing this. Yeah. And learning communication skills, learning the power of how to manage yourself in a hard conversation mm-hmm. is all the difference. And as soon as we just illustrate, oh, here's how you do it wrong, and they mm-hmm. go, that's exactly what I've been doing for 25 years. That explains the tension mm-hmm. and the reaction I get from people when I get hurt or when I get scared or when I feel powerless or mm-hmm. when I'm sad. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. And why don't they adjust? Why don't they hear me?
Yeah.
What's wrong with them? Like, ooh, let's back up.
Yeah.
If you just make a little adjustment, and it is a little adustment, it just goes from me telling you about you to me telling you about me. That adjustment right there, it will change your life. Mm-hmm. It will change your life.
Yeah.
And that's what our students are learning is, how do I do that? Because I thought I was doing that. Then you called me on it when I told you the story. And I said, oh, my gosh, I wasn't doing that at all. I was telling them about them. Bingo. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're getting all this defensiveness and all this disconnection.
Yeah. And I think we've got a fun testimony coming to us from a gal, and that's what she learned.
Yeah.
She learned a really hard situation and a really sad and a bummer. And she came to us and she's going through this school as now a single mother of four. And so there's lots of chaos, lots of anxiety, lots of fear and control that could come in and rule over this.
Yeah.
And watching her fight back the things that want to be in charge, the things that want to take over, the defaults that she's had, the fun part is her admitting even what you're saying of what is mine to own. Mm-hmm. That piece right there, I love when we get there. Like, mm-hmm. oh, this is my problem. Mm-hmm. This is my piece. And then watching her, which she'll tell you, walk out something different with new ownership.
Yeah, one of our Kylo University students learning about what she's adding to the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Joanna is going to tell you just her testimony of learning how to really bring in a new level of communication that's respectful to a painful situation that she's had to navigate. All right, Joanna, thank you so much for joining us on the Kylo Show. And thank you so much for joining Kylo University. You are part of the first class ever, which
honored.
Historically, I've heard some really great things about the first class of anything. So I'm excited that you were part of that. And we're going to dive into an amazing testimony you have. But
What brought you to Kylo University? What were you looking for? What were you hoping to find?
That's a great question. I too was in Kylo community, and before that was taking classes in the Life Academy, and probably would have been a lifer in Life Academy had I not seen the other circles to keep going deeper. And then ran across Loving Kids on Purpose back in 2001. So I think it's been a part of my journey to just keep growing. And Danny's stuff is just the thing to follow. So what led me to Kylo U to take the leap, though, was I found myself served divorce papers, which was not my choice, begging, pleading, trying to fight that, counter that, in the thick of the pandemic. So I was pretty desperate, pregnant, 7 months pregnant with our fourth child, and very scared for sure. So I was already kind of in a free fall, as if I'd been pushed out of an airplane, not knowing what to do. So when I heard about Kylo U, I just knew this is exactly what I need to do to be able to gather tools to figure out how to orient myself in a very dramatic, traumatic situation where who I thought was my best friend was very much not all overnight, it seemed. So what Kylo U really helped bring so many tools that I don't know that I would have survived through it.
And then ongoing working things out in a divorce, you've had to dig deep and find how to manage yourself in the presence of somebody that hurt you this big. Talk to me a little bit about respectful communication.
Yeah, I think it was one of the first questions that I asked was, how do you keep your love on in this kind of situation? And I'll never forget hopping out of my car and taking that question, Danny, and saying, well, this is what you're going to do. Is you're going to keep high level respect. You're going to manage yourself really well. And I took that coaching full tilt, and that's exactly what I did. And he proceeded to do exactly what you had said he would probably try, which was everything. And he said, if you're going to drop your respect, then your kids are going to do that. And then he'll drop it again. And then pretty soon, you know, so after what, 10, 12, 13 weeks of this, May 7th, we had an opportunity for just he and I and our son, who slept half of the time, sit down for coffee. And it was the first time where we just sat down, just he and I, and had an extremely successful conversation. And the goal was respectful conversation. There was no blame shifting, but it was took some time for him to be managing himself, me managing myself, being responsible for me and being in control of me. On a good day, right? And so it's a miracle. This stuff works. I needed all Kylo five, but respect
all five of them. Communication. They are a package deal for sure.
I loved watching Joanna just in this process. She first came to us actually from Kylo community. Yeah. And I remember my first experience and her jumping on the call, and she was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And she
scared.
Yeah. And what do I do? And how do I, you know, I think there's a bit of how do I change him in this situation? I don't want to be here. And so getting to watch her in this process has been so fun to just see her become a powerful person and lean into, I'm making changes for my family, and I'm not going to live in fear and anxiety of what I can't control, but I'm going to do as best of a job as I can to manage my stuff.
Yeah, if anybody could have slipped into victim mode, it'd have been her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had a bad guy, and she just run around recruiting rescuers all day long and never deal with what was hers.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it.
Mm-hmm.
She's in it. You know, she's in it and she's doing it. And so proud of her. Way to go, Joanna. Yeah.
She came to the Imperfect Parenting conference and we got to meet her. And she came with gifts for both mom and I. It was very sweet. But her, again, she's just positioning herself for, I don't ever want to become this powerless victim again. I and what I love is her excitement in helping other people as she's, you know, she's getting her victories here and she's like, okay, I've made it this far down the track. How can I, you know, promote this? And because she's seen the fruit and it's really, it's super fun and she's doing a great job of owning her stuff and changing the legacy for her kids. Because I mean, she's got young kids.
She got four little kids. I don't know if she's ever been on a call where she wasn't outside trying to
outrun the child.
Outrun these children. I mean, this lady is just
she's doing
she
it.
Is in it, man.
She's in it.
And she has committed herself to becoming a powerful person and doing
and she's showing up.
Doing this stuff well.
Yeah. A fun thing is that we actually we're gonna have Rusty and Aaron Ploon on here and they got to help us with our first round of transformation groups because we're like, we don't really know what we're doing, so maybe we should recruit some help here. And so Rusty and I had her in our group and it's just really fun to see what happens in transformation groups because it's different. We get in and we get to ask some different questions. We get to watch them kind of put to practice or hear about how they're putting to practice in their lives compared to the teachings that we do, you know, that are a 2-hour block. We have an hour and then break and then an hour again of teaching and a little bit of questions. But in this transformation group, we get to see kind of almost the pieces being put together of the puzzle. And so having Rusty and Aaron, which we love them. They are some family coaches for Loving on Purpose. They are phenomenal. I love actually hearing that people found us through Rusty and Aaron first because Rusty has been a Kylo evangelist, as we've called him, for years. So is Aaron. But watching them get to help nurture this because they understand it as family coaches. They've done a good job of kind of helping us with this practice round of what are we doing? So I'm excited to have them. All right. Well, we have with us the famous Rusty and Aaron Ploon. I wish we could have like a cheering section on the Kylo show because we love that.
Your own cheering section.
You are. You guys are so great. For those of our fans that don't know who you are, I'll tell you who you are in our world and you can elaborate if you'd like. But Rusty and Aaron Ploon, really have been with us for a while. Ben and I got to work with you guys years ago and you were looking to just get healthy and do marriage well and all sorts of different things. So you came to us and it was fun to watch. And then we developed a friendship and then we realized, wow, these guys are really great. They kind of know this stuff.
These people are like partners.
They are. And I remember saying, Dad, I think maybe you should meet these people because we really like them. And
Rusty thinks he looks like you.
He's the younger version of you. He's the, I did think that the first time I met Rusty. I was like, wow, he looks like my dad, but younger. And then they were part of all sorts of things that we've been doing, cultures and conversations, the tribe. And then we promoted them to one of the highest honors that we have outside of being a staff member at Loving on Purpose, which is a family coach on family coaching. And you guys have been doing that with us for a few years now. Just, I love the testimonies that come from your clients through our website and what you've done and just how you've helped parents and marriages. And I mean, what you're replicating from what you've gained from us is just, you're doing a fantastic job and we love having you as partners.
Yeah.
Thank you. It is, it's an honor.
Yeah.
It is
we love
honor.
Partnering with
we
y'all.
Do.
Yeah. It's been a great journey. Great journey.
Yeah.
And we, and then we kind of sucked them into the soft launch that we did.
We did.
Around the transformation groups.
We
kind of had people partnered up. And so they have first round firsthand experience.
They were part of our, we don't really know what we're doing, so maybe we should get more help. Just in case we are going to just have this wheels fall off, we should have Rusty and Aaron because they love us and they're really great. We could do this better with them.
And they'll be honest with us.
Totally.
They'll be honest with us.
They will give us honest feedback.
Yeah.
That was true.
We will do that for sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to have you guys join us for kind of the secret mission of the first round of Kylo University. But how was that for you guys? How did you experience that part of it?
I thought it was so fun. It was scary, fun. It was like a roller coaster ride because I kept saying, I don't know what I'm doing. And so it was just, but let's do it. And we're doing it together. And I think it was such a great opportunity to watch people jump in and take what they've read and what they've heard about and just really start to apply it. And we got to kind of be the rails as it happened. You know, we got to kind of provide some rails for people going on this journey, you know, and I always call it my Kylo journey. So they got to go on their Kylo journey of how do I do this really well in the face of this is really scary. So it was fun.
You asked us to come on board to help with transformation groups. I'm like, what's a transformation group? That's right. Kind of where I started with it, but it brought me a little comfort, Brittany. You're like, I've never done a transformation group either. So I'm right there with you. I think Ben was really the only one that had experience doing them, but it was so much fun doing it with y'all, seeing the transformation. And, you know, my main thoughts on transformation groups, it's like the perfect name. Because that's exactly what we saw. We saw students that were different places with their knowledge and implementation of the principles, but one commonality was everybody went to a whole other level. It was just really cool to watch the transformation. And Aaron will talk a little bit more about the community piece, but just talking about macro, what we saw was we saw people go to a whole other level. It really became part of who they are, and it became part of their culture. Really, we were seeing a bunch of culture changers, right? We were seeing and hearing stories about, you know, nothing's really happening with these people that I'm in a relationship with relative to they're not doing anything different, but I'm doing something different. I'm showing up different. And then you started to hear testimonies of families being changed, marriages being changed, because they were showing up more powerfully and really the principles becoming who they are and just pouring out of them naturally, new habits, new ways of relating that really, really made an impact on them and their cultures.
So good.
Yeah. It was fun to, you know, just start to these people that were from all over the planet, really. And every now and then some of us were in the same room, you know, usually it was Sarah and I or Ben and Sarah, you know, because we're all in the office. But what did you see happen from a group of strangers that didn't know anybody? You know, we could all remember the first time we ever did prophetic words. That was funny. To the last one. But what did you see happen between, you know, their peers, one another, and then even the staff that we were, you know, we had a different dynamic going on with the Loving on Purpose staff and these students than we've had in any other way. So what did you guys see? What did you witness happen there?
I think one of the biggest advantages was I watched students come from Monday, big group, I mean, just drinking from a fire hose. I mean, lots of information, lots of great content, and it was fresh, it was new, and that was exciting. So they come and they're excited and they come to transformation group. And what I really saw was in transformation group, there was that opportunity where it was a little bit of a smaller group. And then we would take the opportunity to have questions. So if you had questions, they could have a time to process. But to what I really saw and where I really saw the benefit and the growth in students was with the breakout rooms. Because in the breakout rooms, when we would go from maybe 20 plus students to now they're in a breakout room with one another, either one-on-one or like a group of three, and they're getting this opportunity to share and they're having this time to be known, receive feedback, which was one of the big things we talked about a lot in transformation groups, is how do you deal with feedback? And they're practicing this with one another. And so often when we'd say, okay, now it's time to, you know, time for come back into the big group, they'd say, oh, we're not done. We need more time. It was just, you know, and I love that, because it would seem like they could be in there for hours and it would never be enough time, which is exactly what we wanted, you know, just because that's where they were getting the opportunity to be known and to know others. And that's where it was happening. And then when they would come back to the big group, the exciting part was, if they had questions, we were there to answer, but typically they had answered it. They were getting this opportunity to hear from one another. And so often they would come back. I know in our group, I was with Ben, and they would come back and say, you know, this person shared this. I think they need to share it with the big group. They were so impacted by what was happening in their fellow students. And that's where the encouragement, you could just see the encouragement happening and the strength being given in that moment within the transformation groups and within especially those smaller breakout rooms.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
It was lots of fun. It was lots of fun.
Yeah. I think about, like, you know, it wasn't that long ago. We were like the Kylo people in our culture, right? Down here in South Louisiana. And we're trying to implement these new tools and this new culture. And here's the reality, is it can feel pretty lonely. It can feel like you're on an island. And, you know, one of the things I saw with the community piece and the cohesion that happened between the members is they weren't alone anymore. They had one another, and they could pull on, you know, each other for strength, for encouragement. And to this day, I still see on the Facebook page, they're still getting together. They're having meetings together. They are truly a community and there for one another. As you know, look, it's not like the challenges are going to stop just because they're out of Kylo University. They're going to keep coming, but they have one another now. And they have a cohesion that honestly is special. It really is.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun in our groups, and I think Ben did too, but, you know, just the ability to be a bit more vulnerable with kind of impacting, you know, real life scenarios. And, you know, Ben and I are, and you are the instructors outside of the guests that we brought in, and we would share stories in there like we do, but going to a different level. And I know that the two of you did that as well, where we would take, you know, a heavy topic and we would show them a different layer of our life, you know, a different place of vulnerability, a different struggle. And so it was fun to walk through that with them and for them to see, you know, we're on the road to mastery. We are in process. We are always growing. And so I think it just gave a lot of encouragement to see our staff and people that we empower, like you guys, to like, okay, we are still trying to do this. We're choosing this, you know, the power of choosing this every day. That was really, I think that was probably one of the most significant moments for me, was being able to put that onto display in a different way than I maybe do on the Kylo show, because it's not a conversation with a group of people, or even in teaching. I think in transformation groups, we got to go to this more vulnerable, intimate level.
I just wanted to add to this that this process is exactly, you know, in the design of what we're doing, which is to help people go from, I heard about this, I read about this, I tried to do it on my own and it didn't work like it did in the book. Maybe what I should do is surround myself with a community of people that are learning this language, and then maybe I'll begin to think and respond this way. And that's the transformation, to go from, I think it's a great idea, to it's showing up in my life as a great practice. So thank you guys so much for helping us pull this rabbit out of our hat and get this ball rolling. It's been really just a fantastic partnership.
Yeah. And Rusty and Aaron are amazing family coaches. So if you see them on our website, you should definitely click on their faces because I send people to them all the time. All
they day. Are
wonderful at what they do, and you will, they're a great source of help and encouragement. So yeah. Highly recommend. All right. Love you guys so much. Thank you again.
Love you guys.
Well, it's always fun when we get to have people we love and powerful testimonies on the Kylo Show.
Yeah.
Chasing down whole healthy people that create whole healthy families.
I love watching how it works.
Yeah.
You know, and this design is really just accelerating people into ingesting it and literally changing the world around them.
Mm-hmm. And the fun part about you know, Rusty and Aaron, they've been on this journey with us a long time, and we didn't have Kylo U for them. Mm-hmm. And so they have just latched on to all the different things that we've done, mm-hmm. and in the process kind of gone through Kylo U University, but much longer and much unorganized. It was so disorganized. It was just like, yeah, that works, that works. And but they've stayed, you know, attached, and they stayed connected to us, and they are just have shown up and shown up and shown up. And so them as family coaches, I can't say enough good things about them, but it was really fun to just kind of have them to get that feedback of how is this going well? Is this what mm-hmm. accomplishing what we're wanting? And to not just be in-house so much, but to have that outside feedback and someone that knows our heart that's been running with us. Mm-hmm. And so it was a gift, but I love transformation groups. I can't say enough good things about it. It was so powerful. And I'm excited to just kind of keep sharing about what we were doing here on Kylo University and how it's changing lives.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time on The Kylo Show.
Thanks for listening. Never miss an episode of The Kylo Show by subscribing to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or watch us on the Loving on Purpose YouTube channel. Don't forget to submit your questions and testimonies to thekyloshow.com. The Kylo Show is produced by Ali Armading, co-produced by Ashley Beck and Anna Hill, sound engineer and edited by Taylor Silk, and show promoter Krishna Zamora. Don't forget, whole healthy families, gonna save the world.